So as you look at these markets that we have soy excellence centers in, such as Honduras and Egypt and Southeast Asia, which are all very good buyers of U.S. soy, we also have soy excellence centers in two markets, such as Nigeria and India, where they're not currently purchasing U.S. soy. So by educating people at the entry level, they then become aware of your brand and want to have that loyalty and relationship with you as they move through their careers. So you're really building that demand and preference at the ground level.